not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Will you please be seated? Sisters and brothers, we gather here today as family and as friends, as a diocese, as a church nationally, to give thanks for the life and the witness and the work and the good heart and strong and compassionate voice that Barry brought to our church, here and abroad. A voice that was a voice of compassion when we spoke about justice and peacemaking, and especially in our relationship with the First Peoples of this country. I want to address Barbara and her family first of all. Barbara and family, Tim, Stacy, and grandchildren and sisters. I want to, on behalf of this diocese, thank you as a family and say thank you to you for the times when Barry should have been with you but was with us. When the times that he should have been thinking about you and he was thinking about us. For the times when he should have been present with you and he was present with us. Thank you as a family for your support and your care, and you ministered with him and to him during some tough times in the life of our diocese. On behalf of a very, very grateful diocese, I want to say thank you to you. Thank you for that. And as we gather here today, as a diocese, with heavy hearts, that someone we've loved, someone who loved us, someone who taught us, and someone who's led us has now gone, we are joined with those heavy hearts from the church in the province of Guyana and the church in the province of Myanmar, which I think for us reminds us that we are not alone. And as a church, as Barry witnessed and lived, we are a church throughout the world. And they are present with us today. As we gather today, we gather on traditional territories of the Algonquin-speaking people. And as a diocese, we continue to gather, work, pray, and worship on the traditional territories of the Chalneth and the Kwakwaka'wakw. So Gaelic Heisla, Kleko Kleko, Haishka Siam, as we gather here in this time of worship, in this time of remembering our Bishop Barry.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And now I'd like to invite our Primate of the Church National to come and bring greetings on behalf of our wider church.
He was a good man, and he was full of the Holy Spirit. Now that's what they said about Barnabas in the Acts of the Apostles. But we can unequivocally say the same thing of Barry Jenks, a good man and full of the Holy Spirit. We come together today to surround Barbara and Tim and all your extended family with our love and our prayers in the midst of your sorrow. We also come together to give thanks for Barry's life and ministry in this beloved church of ours. He was deeply respected, and he was much loved by those for whom he was deacon, priest, partner in mission, teacher, bishop, companion on the way of Christ in this world. He was our friend in Christ. He led a life very much oriented, from what I could see, by the teaching of Micah, that we are not only called, but we're actually required to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with God. Barry led a life oriented by the gospel. He embodied the Beatitudes. He led a life oriented in every way by that lovely final counsel of St. Paul to the Christians in Philippi. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, gracious, if there is any excellence, anything worthy of praise, think about these things, and the peace of God will be with you. You and I all know Barry did that and more. He not only thought about those things, but he in fact acted upon them. And that is what made his ministry so very much appreciated among us. He'll long be remembered for the delight and the devotion with which he served the church local in this diocese, but also for his heart, as we heard our bishop say this afternoon, his heart for the church national and his heart for the church around our entire Anglican communion, for the Holy Catholic Church, the Ecumenical Church. He took a very active role when he was a member of the House of Bishops. I remember when I went into the House of Bishops in 1995, he was a senior bishop, well seasoned, and he was kind to me. In the General Synod, he was particularly active, as we know, through the 80s and 90s, in helping our church forge a strategic plan that would affectionately become known as Preparing the Way. He was always engaged in the work of global relations and partnerships, and he was a great ambassador for the Primate's World Relief and Development Fund and our shared vision of a truly just, healthy, and peaceful world. One of my own vivid memories of Barry was when he was about to speak in the House of Bishops or on the floor of General Synod, a finger would sort of come up to his mouth and he'd kind of hold it there for a few minutes and we'd all be anticipating what would happen. And then sometimes his hand would come up and actually cover his head. And he'd stand there like this. And then out of his mouth would come a very helpful commentary on the matter at hand. Or he'd just put a profound question in front of us that made us pause and think afresh. Sometimes we got a pearl of really wise counsel. Invariably, it was insightful. And invariably, it was helpful. Sometimes it took us deeper in our conversation, and sometimes, thank God, it moved us along. So while we come together today with hearts that are heavy with sorrow, we come also with heart full of gratitude for the life Barry lived and the ministry he exercised. And we come here grateful. We come grateful for the confidence with which we can commend him into the Lord's keeping, saying as we do, may your angels surround him. May your saints welcome him in peace. And may he gaze upon you, Lord, face to face, and taste the blessedness of perfect rest. For such a faith as this, we say Amen and Alleluia.